Grain growers will harvest Australia's largest winter crop on record this year, according to the federal government forecaster. But there are fears recent rain and flooding in the eastern states will mean farmers miss out on historically high prices. National rural reporter Kat Sullivan has this story.
Headers are operating flat out at this West Australian farm.
We're about halfway through, so we've got a long way to go, but yeah, we're getting into it.
At Mark Flanagan's, about 140 k's east of Geraldton, things are looking good.
It's a great season, yeah. You can't complain, and prices are good, so most people are very, very happy. Sometimes you wonder why you're doing it out here, but you know, you must every now and then get one that's pretty good and bag that. You know, you can take a bit of pain, we all do, but you need a good one every now and then to keep you interested.
Good weather throughout the year means he's contributing to what government forecasters say is a record-breaking harvest.
So we're looking at the highest ever winter crop, around 58 million tonnes.
ABARES economist Jared Greenville says that's an increase of 5% on last year.
Basically because of the weather, so we've had the good conditions on the west coast and good conditions on the east coast.
ABARES won't yet say what the record crop is worth. New South Wales grain broker Michaela McCormack says drought in the Northern Hemisphere had driven up global grain prices and Aussie farmers had been hoping to cash in.
Yeah, it was looking really good until the rain started falling.
For those on the east coast, too wet or flooded to harvest, the situation's still unfolding. But she expects most grain will be harvested, it's just it's likely to be sold for cheaper returns.
So there's a lot of disappointment out there because as much as we still have the tons and there is a commodity still there to sell, it's not as good as what it could have been. So it's the loss of what could have been, which is farming in a lot of respects.
At Gollan near Dubbo in New South Wales, recent rains have kept grower Nathan Simpson tinkering in the shed for longer than he'd like.
We would be harvesting if it wasn't raining, but yeah, unfortunately we're still wet, so we're not able to get on the paddock just yet.
The harvest might be late, but having experienced drought and mouse plagues in recent years, he says it could be worse.
Yeah, we're a whinging bunch of people in this industry. This year's a hell of a lot of work for it, obviously, but yeah, we just need to be able to get on it once hopefully these rain, you know, these events clear up and we can get into it, yeah.
New South Wales grain grower Nathan Simpson, ending that report from Kat Sullivan.